Hi, I'm Skip Nipper. Welcome to my podcast, where I tell you about Nashville's great baseball history and traditions.
Shot to right, a one-hop liner.
Certainly about its past, especially about Tom Wilson Park, Herschel Greer Stadium, Sulphur Dell, but also a little bit about its present and future, too.
Yes, he can. It makes the waist-high catch.
And I introduce you to players, coaches, and other fans and their love for everything baseball.
A high fly ball down the right field corner going way back, hits a leadoff home run.
At the beginning of 2024, I was asked by Michael Thurman, a friend of mine, to speak to his youth team about some of the history of baseball in Nashville. He told me that he coached an 8-and-under travel team, and every Wednesday, they did a Zoom session centered around different topics. These start at 6 p.m., he told me, and they last no more than 30 or 40 minutes. And I thought that was very interesting that kids that young would be interested. But I'll go on and tell you a little bit about why I think that's exciting. The next night, he told me, they were discussing the history of baseball, and not about pitch counts or swinging the bat or throwing a ball, about the history of baseball. And I was just really thrilled about that. And after he talked briefly, he said about the history of baseball and integration with the growth of the United States, he was going to include some history about the Civil War and World War I and II and the Negro Leagues and the modern game, such as the first game after 9/11. So Michael asked if I'd have an interest in joining in and telling them why baseball is so important to me. And the answer was yes. I'd be happy to. And after that, the boys were going to present a player they researched and a fun fact about them. Isn't that a great idea for Michael to do that, to bring these kids around and teach them? Of course, it's the off season. It's in January at the beginning of the year, and there's not much baseball playing going on, I'll tell you. But to be able to take these kids at this early age and teach, I think that's a great thing. So I thoroughly enjoyed my 20 minutes or so on our virtual meeting. It was terrific. The kids were attentive. Now, remember, these kids are no more than 8 years old, and they asked legitimate questions, questions that I did not think they would be interested in knowing the answers to, but they were. We touched on Negro Leagues baseball, too, and they knew some things about it. Let me tell you a little bit more about Michael, and you will know his appreciation of history and why he does this. I first spoke with him in 2012, so I've known him a long time. He was involved in the forming of a local vintage baseball league, and he did not hold back his enthusiasm the first time I spoke to him in explaining the foundation of the new venture. Mid-19th century rules would be in play. And he invited me to participate, and I did. But it took just one practice for me to come to grips with my no longer having baseball legs. I decided to become an observer, not a participant, but later an umpire. But I became one of many who hardly knew what was in store for Michael's vision. I had seen the vintage game played in 2007 while attending my first Society for American Baseball Research. That's SABR. You can learn more at sabre.org. There was a convention in St. Louis. And this game was an exhibition game played in a park along the Mississippi River. So the setting was terrific. It was under the Gateway Arch, which I thought was a great setting in itself. And impressed at first glance, as the game proceeded, I became even more impressed by the caliber of play, the camaraderie between the participants, and the dedication exhibited by members of each team. And like me, Michael first viewed the vintage game being played in St. Louis in 2007. Different field, different teams. It was a game between the St. Louis Perfectos and the something or another somebodies. My brother had read about it, and so he took my niece to see a game. It was almost majestic, like he said. And he went on to say, we walked up a little hill, and there were all these bearded guys wearing funny uniforms, and not wearing gloves, and they were playing baseball. I was in love. His introduction to baseball came from his grandfather, who had a pitcher's mound and home plate in his backyard, and often took Michael to local ball fields for countless hours of batting and fielding practice. Besides, the local community college's baseball field was next to the Thurman home, and he could watch all the games he wanted. His next influence came from a friendship based on a mutual interest, the vintage game. And he told me that in the fall of 2012, he met Trapper Haskins. He had played vintage baseball in Michigan, and they decided to give it one more shot at starting a league, and thankfully, it happened. We had a lot of blank stares at first, but we have hit a good cadence now, and most people have at least heard about what we are doing. I have seen the exuberance grow beyond what I saw at that exhibition between the Gateway Arch and what I saw at that first practice with a team that became known as the Maroons. Those involved with the Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball have displayed a deeper love and appreciation of baseball, and in doing so have given a glimpse of how baseball was played when it was known as the gentleman's game. But that's not all. Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball has grown to, I think, 10 or 12 teams these days, stretching from Chattanooga to Nashville to Knoxville. And exhibition games with teams from Boston and Indianapolis and Ohio and other faraway places come to Nashville to play, and vice versa. So it's important that baseball purists understand the vintage game as the forerunner of baseball, as it is played on the sandlots and professional fields today. And this view of baseball's foundation is quite incredible. Now, I said a lot there to give insight about Michael and Trapper's vision based on the foundation of baseball in the 19th century. It continues to this day in a couple of ways. Trapper has continued to play the vintage game. I think this year will be his 13th year. And Michael, he is teaching youngsters about the beginnings of baseball and the proud history and tradition it encompasses. Baseball makes a statement to the best part of America from its beginning way back when, and it's something worth talking about and teaching others. How can that be taken a step further? That's easy. February is Black History Month, and baseball is Black History too. And if a teacher, a mentor, or a coach wants to teach about baseball history, I will bet they leave out an important part of it, the Negro Leagues. So, I want to remind you about a special man that I knew and many people knew. His name was Clinton Butch McCord. He was a Negro Leagues player with the Nashville Black Vols and Cubs, the Baltimore Elite Giants, and Chicago American Giants. And then he became a minor leaguer in what we know as organized baseball, too. What made him a great man was how he reacted to the challenges of being a black man in white baseball. Baseball changed him. When I got to know him, he no longer expressed the resentment he felt from his playing days, saying, "That's just the way it was." But he told me about those days. And later in life, it was more important for Butch to let children learn from what he had experienced. He wanted black children to know about Jackie Robinson and what he had done for their race, even before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now, I challenge you, if anyone wants to be a leader in teaching kids about baseball and put all the emphasis on hitting and throwing techniques, I don't care what age they are, do not miss the much more important facet of the game. There were those who left their families to play baseball in hostile places, to be called names, to eat outside of restaurants while teammates sat inside, and had to use the restroom and water fountains separately from white players. The deeper appreciation of the game will occur when coaches turn to their kids and say, "Do you know about Jackie Robinson?" Taking liberty with a line the wonderful songstress Joni Mitchell sings in her song, "Both Sides Now," goes, "You really don't know baseball at all." So coaches, be a Michael Thurman or be a Butch McCord. And if you need some help with it, call me, because these kids need to know what baseball history is all about, the foundation of the sport that they play, that they love so well. And if you can't talk about black baseball, the Negro Leagues, and the sacrifices that were made, you're really losing a lot by not including these kids in what was part of America. Good or bad, it needs to be told. And I hope you'll let me tell it with you